Hey, it's me, Richie T, joined with Keith and Michael Jeffrey, two of the guys of Atlas Genius. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Now, you guys being here in Salt Lake, you've been here before. You're playing tonight.
Yes.
At Kilby Court.
Correct.
And how excited are you to be in Salt Lake?
More excited than I could even tell you right now.
Really?
No.
Come on.
That's why I've got a tomato juice over there as well.
I'm just getting into it. Is it just straight tomato juice?
Straight tomato juice.
Yeah. Tomato juice, I'm sorry.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Let's just call the whole thing off. All right, yeah. This interview is done. The whole thing is off.
We'll catch you later.
You guys are like, yeah, we'd actually like a break. You guys touring all the time, right?
Yeah, we just got back from England. Actually, Europe. We did England and Europe about 2 weeks ago.
Yep, mm-hmm. 2 weeks
ago. So that was good. That was like a bit of a whirlwind trip, about 2 weeks over there. And then we came back here and straight back into it.
And now we're doing this whole thing. I'm excited. I think your guys' story is really awesome.
It feels like quite a unique story, I have to say.
So tell us, for people who don't know the story, who didn't do the research.
In a nutshell.
You don't have to nutshell it. We got time.
15 words or less. Yeah. Well, basically what happened is we were writing songs.
You guys are brothers. I don't know if I pointed that out already.
And so we were writing songs for this band, and we actually decided to build a studio, which took us around 2 years to build.
So we decided to smash down our old studio, and then we were
We had a studio. We had like a typical bedroom studio that a lot of people have. And
that typical bedroom studio that so many people have.
Well, there's a lot of people these days.
Is there?
There's a lot of people who have laptops and a computer. With
okay, so just like a simple mic. I'm envisioning this soundproof studio that is typical.
It was soundproof. It was like it was probably better than the average bedroom, but it was a bit small.
Okay.
So we knocked that down and built a new one on the same spot. We thought it might take us 3 months to do it. It took us 2 years.
Oh, jeez.
Which was a little bit longer than we had hoped. But in the end, we got this really good studio to work in. So we did that, and around about the same time as finishing that, we were working on songs the whole time while we were doing that as well. And then when we finished building that studio, we kind of had this moment of almost like panic of like, hey, what are we doing here? Because we have a band that nobody knows of, and we're writing songs. But the music industry is a hard game to make it at. So we thought that maybe we should get sensible. And so I went back to university, and Michael went back as well. So we kind of, almost quit music. And then,
what were you studying in school?
I was doing architecture.
Okay.
Yeah, I was doing economics, which was an insanely fun topic.
Yeah, it's so different from playing music.
The complete opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we did that, and then we'd scale back the amount of time we were putting into music during that period because study was just so intense. Then, the first song we finished on the side basically was this song called Trojans, which we thought was okay, and we thought, look, let's put this up on the internet on a few sites and just from take it from there. Every month or two we'll put out a new song and we'll maybe build up a small modest following. And in the space of about a month, it was about a month after we put the song up that we noticed that there was a blog in New York had blogged about it. And then after that, within the space of about 2 to 3 months, we had 30 record labels approach us.
Holy cow.
It was just this completely out of the blue. In that, we really had almost given up on music, and then all that happened. And then from there, it sort of the song started taking off, got a lot of radio play over here, and still gets a fair bit of radio play. And then and last year we signed with Warner Brothers, and we've been touring for about the last 10 months flat out.
How is the music scene in Australia?
Eclectic. And also, it's hard to have, especially where we're from, which is quite remote. Adelaide is it's 1.3 million, so it's not tiny, but it's the closest city to it is probably like another 1,000 kilometres.
Oh, geez.
So touring is really hard. So you get
everyone here is going, okay, kilometers into miles. That's
okay. So maybe like 700 miles. Okay. It's a
good long distance.
It's a good day's drive.
Yeah.
And so it's and Australia doesn't have many people. It's really spread out. It's a big country. So touring is really hard. And so you sort of get cities that do their own thing. Mm-hmm. And we've got an eclectic scene. There's a bit of an indie scene happening there. But we're actually quite well known for our metal scene.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of metal that comes out of Adelaide.
It's been a fair few, quite large.
There was a big band back maybe 5-10 years ago called I Killed the Prom Queen, which is a big metal band that...
I think they're just touring around here the last few months.
I think they're still going. That's kind of one of the biggest exports. Mm-hmm. So, if you want metal, come to Adelaide.
Go to Adelaide?
Yeah.
And so, like, being there in Australia then, is it that you would do, like, and now we're doing Brisbane. We're doing a day in Brisbane. Or do people over there, is it one of those things where here in the United States we're like, oh, Atlas Genius, we love it. And people in Australia go, who?
I mean, we're starting to get a bit of radio play now, which is good. The last sort of 3 to 6 months, we started to get a lot of play. So
and we're actually going back for our first tour as Atlas Genius in July, I think. We actually haven't played shows.
So, we're going to be back there playing for 2 weeks. We get to go home.
And you guys had been on tour with Imagine Dragons. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, kind of a local favorite here.
Somewhat hometown boys.
Yeah, somewhat hometown. A couple of them are from a city down south of Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And I was told secondhand a story about sometime you guys were playing on stage and one of them came out and kissed you or something.
Well, actually, probably even further than that, we had the bass player, Ben, on the last show of the tour. We were playing in Colorado.
In Denver, Colorado.
And we were playing along. And it was, I think it was one of the last, probably the last song of the set.
It was midway through the set.
And then this this semi-naked guy comes out, basically just in his underwear, in his ill-fitting underwear. And
too big or too small?
Too small.
Too big, too small. I'm not sure. That's debatable. Yeah. And so he came out, and it was Ben. And Ben sort of just walks around the stage.
And there's toilet paper hanging out the back as well.
Oh, yeah. It was a pretty sight.
You can actually see the photo of him on our Instagram if you want to check it out.
How do people follow you on Instagram?
Atlas Genius.
Just go to Atlas Genius on Instagram. But, yeah, if you want to see the photo of Ben
there,
prancing around in his underwear, it was great.
So kind of what almost seems like just in the span, like you said, like 2-3 months, he came from, hey, let's not be doing this music so much anymore to, hey, you know what, let's go back to quitting school and going about doing it.
There was a big moment. There's a couple of weeks where it was like, what do we do here? Do we, you know, because it was at exam period as well. Ugh. So you're trying to focus on the study and the drudgery that is exam study.
Does that come from your parents that they're like, oh man, we should go back to school? Or is it kind of self-driven?
They're the complete opposite.
They were always, if you like music, don't
give it a go.
Don't focus on study, which is, I think, I don't know if any parents in the history of the world have ever done that before.
University, don't do that. Yeah, do music.
I think they were actually almost disappointed that we went back to study.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm serious. Up on something?
Yeah.
Are they musical themselves?
Our dad is musical. Yeah.
Is he part of that band you mentioned? The metal band you guys mentioned? I'm just kidding. No.
He's not a big metal guy, I have to say. But he's musical, and our mom's a music fan.
Big fan of you guys. Well, that's cool. So you said you're touring, going back into Australia, right, to tour in July. What else is coming up for you guys?
Well, we're doing the headline tour here for the next month or month and a half.
Is that awesome? Because this is your first time headlining,
first
right?
Headline tour.
It's been a really great feeling. I mean, we've done a couple of big tours. We did the Suicide Pickups tour and then the Imagine Dragons tour. And they were both long countrywide tours. But then this is the first time of doing our own headline tour around the country. And it's been great. Like, most of the shows have sold out and the crowds have been really great.
Has it been fun from like an artistic point of view? Because you guys get to call the shots when you headline, right?
Yeah, you can play a lot longer. You can extend the songs. You can do everything that you want to do. There's not as much of a compromise as when you're headlining. When you're supporting, there's, you know, you might have a half hour slot, maybe 45.
So how long do you guys play for?
Maybe
hour five, hour ten.
Yeah, you're like it depends.
It depends on the mood. You know, like if something's really working, we might extend it out.
Yeah.
Really? You would go?
Yeah. The sections that are just open and just depending on the night how we feel, they can go on longer.
You're like, it took a little longer to get here. Sorry, Salt Lake. We're gonna cut it 20 minutes shorter.
If it's
than
a short
that.
Set, then you know we weren't digging it.
I'm sure it's not a bit of a long set.
Yeah. How is it being brothers? Is that a different dynamic? I mean, obviously you don't know any different. You've always been brothers and everything like that.
Yeah.
But is it a different dynamic between the two of you and the rest of the band? Or do they like approach you guys different because you're related? Or is it business is one thing, family is another?
There's always it's a blurred line when you're in a band with your brother. There's no real sort of quote unquote home life or family life. It's everything's in together. But we obviously we're super close. So I trust him a lot with the music and mm-hmm. everything. So I mean, that family bond is, I think, is a good thing. It does. I mean, obviously, sometimes it'd be nice to have the just an ordinary brother relationship. You know, where you see each other every so often, and then you get on. You can appreciate each other yeah. as brothers rather than workmates and musicians. But
24/7 in each other's grill.
Yeah,
but it's
It works out. I mean, I think it's fine.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. You're like,
now's your time, Mike. Do you want to leave the band?
We haven't had yet. Touch wood. We haven't had any. You know, any.
We haven't had any disagreements.
No,
That's great. That's really good. Let's before I let you go, I want to talk Led Zeppelin and you guys. Is there the connection that everyone connects it with you guys?
What's that? Is there a connection?
Well, because people are talking about how on your EP that there's nothing. Let me make sure I get this right. Through the Glass. There's no mention of Through the Glass on your first EP. And then
that was a little tip of the hat to Led Zeppelin.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
You're the first person. Is he the first person to pick that up?
Yeah, I think I mentioned it once, but in an interview. But yeah, you're correct.
See,
nicely deduced.
Yeah. Well, that I can't claim that. That's actually someone who helped me with these notes prepare that. So, tips to you, Sid. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Sid. Thank you guys for taking a few minutes. Tell people website where they can find the music and all that stuff.
Well, you can find the music at all good music stores, I'm sure. Online at on iTunes or Spotify.
The website, atlasgenius.com.
A whole bunch of illegal downloading websites. It's everywhere.
You guys mentioned that you do Instagram. You do that pretty common.
We're on there every day.
Okay. What about Twitter? Do you tweet?
We do.
We're tweeting every day.
Join us in Twitter land, everybody. And Instagram.
Atlas Genius.
That is it.
Yeah. And then Facebook. We have a fan page that people can go.
Facebook.com/AtlasGenius.
And is it you guys that do it or is it someone that takes care of it?
Yeah, we're big on that. I'm not a big fan of bands that leave it up to their label or whatever. You can smell that a mile away.
There are a few bands that... A few of our favorite bands, but we're not going to say. You can tell that they don't write there.
Yeah. But you can tell. You can tell the personality of it. So will you know if you get a tweet back from the folks at Atlas Genius that it's from you guys?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck with your show tonight, you guys. I know there's a room full of people waiting to hear you guys play acoustically, so thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. If so, we know.